Welcome to the 20 Minute Runner Podcast. My name is Roland, and I am the 20 Minute Runner. It's great to have you along with me as I run and race through the Piedmont region of North Carolina. I hope you will be encouraged, uplifted, and inspired in your training. Thanks for sharing some of the road with me. Morning where you are. If it's not, that's okay. But wherever you are listening, welcome and thank you for taking the time to sit at the computer and listen to this episode 4 or simply downloading and listening. That's, again, I want to just say how much I appreciate it. It is Saturday, May 30th. I don't know why I have such a time remembering the date. I think it's the 30th. We are 24 minutes and 15 seconds into the weekly long run. Planning to go 2 hours today. When I left the house, it was 60 degrees after a lot of days of rainy weather, flowers growing, trees growing. This day is turning out to be, if I could use the word, stunning. Sun, of course, is up good, and the sky is absolutely, totally clear. I see no clouds. The humidity has been up this week, but today humidity has dropped. Actually, to step outside, it feels just a little bit cool. But of course, as we get warmed up, as you know, you can still get a bit warm. So I know the sun's going to be warm by the time I wrap up this run. It's about 6:45 at the moment. Again, I hope your week is going well, or at least this day, and it's good to be back with you again this morning. Something happened last night that, early this morning actually, that I don't believe has ever happened to me. In this episode, a little bit later, not to bore you, but to give you a little bit of background on me, I'm going to spend just a very few minutes and give you some running background of my early life. But you'll hear more about that later. That will just simply help you to get to know me a little better. Not that there's anything that spectacular about my life, but it will help you to know, hey, who is this guy that I'm listening to? You know, maybe you're curious to know a little more about me. So without giving out anything exceptionally personal, I'll be doing that. And I just want to tell my other podcasting buddies, I would love to know a little more about your running history. You know, where did you begin running? When? That type of thing. And so we'll be doing that a little bit later in this show. But anyway, back to what happened. I had a dream about running. I've never done that in my life that I'm aware of. And I don't know why that I dreamt it. But in this dream, I was running, and this person came up beside me that I did not know. And he said, hey, we're both running, why don't we pick up the pace? I said, sure. And this person took off, and they were going exceedingly fast. what was so cool in my dream is we ran for what seemed like a half a day through different places, different settings. Just a little bit unusual, to say the least. And we were flying. And what's so incredible, what's so amazing, is I was able to maintain the pace. Eventually, they stepped off of the road to the right, went down some side street or something, and I kept going, eventually bringing the run to a close. That's not me. I couldn't run that long. I couldn't run that fast. But it does remind me of the importance of dreams, and I guess more importantly, of dreaming. I don't know what your dreams are, but I believe that with God's help, they can come true. I know my dream at this point, I have dreams for my life in general. We may share some about that in the weeks ahead. And I'd like to hear what your dreams are as well. Send me an email. Let me know what your goals are. And if there are topics that maybe I can cover to help you with those goals, running related, of course. But my dream right now, running, is simply to finish the half marathon, which is still a few months away. But the training, I think, will enable me to get there. And if you've run a half, again, let me hear from you. Go to the blog and email me, or go to, just type in 20minuterunner@gmail.com. Send me an email, again, about your training, what you've done in the past. If you're gearing up for a half in the fall, let me know. The longest race I've ever run, and this was 30 years ago, was a 10-mile hour. I've never run a half. Well, big snake in the street, but he's dead, like a black snake. So as I try to get ready to run the half marathon in October, let me hear from you on that. I really would appreciate it. I want to say as well that this week was a good week. I had 2 70-minute runs following my routine, as I mentioned last time. And the second of those, which would have been Thursday, today, Saturday, went very, very well and was one of the better 70-minute runs that I've had lately. I felt good. I was able to push the pace a little bit. It was warm. Even though I typically run early morning, got a little warm, but felt great. And so, I'm thankful for that. So with today's 2-hour run, that will put me at the end of the 4-week cycle. 2 70s and then the 1 2-hour. So that means this coming week, I'll run a couple of 45 or 50 minute runs. And this run, the long run, will only be 1 hour. And as I said earlier, I think the last show, I am convinced that that is what enables me to keep going. And if you're struggling with your running as far as injuries or things like that, you know the old adage, you might be doing one of three things, either too much, too soon, too fast. So back off of it, give your body time to recover, see if it makes a difference. It's something that I'm sure you've heard before, but if you're like me, every other human being, it just helps to be reminded sometimes. Hope you're not injured, because I know how discouraging that can be. We have to keep going. I actually was having an issue with my right toe this past week after the last run. I had this out of nowhere, not while I was running, but after I stopped, this pain in my right toe. Felt like that maybe it was very quick feeling. But when I touched it, no pain. When I pressed it, no uncomfortableness at all. But I would be sitting even the next day at the desk, and out of the blue would have a sharp pain in my right toe. Well, I trimmed my nails last night and didn't have any pain yesterday, so I don't know what that's about. This morning when I left the house, my left foot under the front of the arch felt a little bit uncomfortable, but it feels fine now that I'm warmed up. If you're like me, something hurts or something's uncomfortable every run. That's just the nature of it. Doesn't mean we're injured, but you have to be able to discern whether what's happening is actually just uncomfortableness, your body adjusting to the workload, or if you are indeed injured. And if you're injured, don't mess with it as far as trying to run through it. Go on the web, find a book about running injuries, talk to someone who's been there, done that, find out what they do. If you're having an injury, maybe I'll be glad to send you some information. If you just send me a quick email, let me know what you're dealing with, whether it's, you know, plantar fasciitis or runner's knee or any of those. I've had all of them at one time or another. I had a case of plantar fasciitis years ago that, oh man, I know it took me a year and a half to 2 years to get totally over that. And my wife has had that for 3 or 4 years, and it's finally getting better. I don't say that to discourage you. I say that to remind you, you need to take your time and work on getting yourself healthy again. Don't push it too much. I've got one goodie left out of David's bag that he gave me that I've talked about last show. Something I've never tried, and we're going to be trying them here in hopefully the next 15 minutes or so. And that's the jelly beans. They're made by Jelly Belly, and they include the B vitamins, of course, some carbs, as well as the electrolytes. Planning to wolf those down at the water stop. And then I'm also using today, going back to the honey stingers, which I absolutely love the taste. The ones I use are the plain, but you can get them in different flavors, and you can get those with caffeine as well. I've not tried the other flavors because I basically bought a box of 24 on the internet through Amazon. I think with shipping and everything, a box of 24 was like $21 and some change. If you're running for, this is just my experience, for 90 minutes or longer, you probably need to be taking in some type of nourishment with electrolyte replacement. I'd say get that every 45 to 50 minutes, and it'll make a big difference. If you're running long, 90 minutes or longer on those occasions, and you're bonking or whatever, try it. I stand by the honey stingers, but there are other products too. I mentioned the goo packs. Hey puppy! And today one of my things will be jelly beans. You can also get gels that you mix with liquid to carry with you. Try what works for you. But so that's what we're doing today. That's what's been happening this past week. So far we're doing okay. Again, it's just a beautiful, beautiful morning. It's going to be a beautiful day in the upper 80s, which in North Carolina is not that unusual. It's just one of those things. Morning. It's just one of those things that we have to deal with. It might be hotter than that where you are. Get up and go early. Go late. Drink your fluids. Take care of yourself. When I come back, I have a thank you I want to make, and I want to share just a little bit about my running background early in hopes of two things. Number one, it will help you to get to know me a little better, and number two, it will encourage you that no matter what your age, running can be a lifelong pursuit. And this morning, as I'm out here running, I'm reminded of that. You know, this sport is for all of us, including you, no matter your age or your abilities. It's for all of us. So we'll be back in just a couple minutes, and just hang tight. So approaching nine and a half miles into this run, which for 2 hours I'll generally cover 12 and a half, 13 miles, something like that. So still feel good. The legs are starting to feel it just a little bit, but nothing unusual. It's a pleasant, abiding, not discomfort. Just my body's way of telling me that I know you're out there working, and I can feel it, particularly my quads up into my groin area a little bit. Sometime, not today, but I'll give you an update or tell you a little bit about what I do for strength training. Very moderate routine, but it has reaped tremendous benefit. So if you're not doing any core exercises, things like that, I would encourage you to do that. Wanted to mention as well, I think I need a point of clarification about the apple tree. I won't repeat that story from last week, but the part that I left out after I got the podcast out live, couldn't change it then, but point of clarification, some plants and trees, you can have more than one same species. They will not pollinate unless pollen from another plant gets there through a bee, insect, wind, whatever. What happened was, when I found that out, that's when I went and bought the other tree. And this year, through cross-pollination of the Granny Smith apples with the Golden Delicious, I have lots of apples, knock on wood, and we'll keep you up to date on that. Kudos out to, I might have said David. David, of course, Jennings helped with the mics. I mentioned that last week. Derek's the one. Derek Jennings gave me the goodies. Hey, you know what? I ate the beans about 43 minutes into this run. I took the gel hour 19 minutes into the run. Quick observations on that. I thought I'd never get away from gels. I like the beans. I've tried to drink while running. I can't do that. I strangle. But I can sure eat jelly beans while I run. A couple of quick observations. If you're going to go with a food, chewy food, it does feel good to have something in your mouth you're chewing, I must admit. The beans have sugar in them, caffeine. They're chewy. They just taste good. And I thought that the flavor I was eating was sour apple. I thought, man, this is good. Found out it was actually watermelon. Didn't know watermelon could be so good. Flavor something. I ate a lot of watermelon growing up. Grew up in the country. This past week, did a lot of mulching working in the yard on the week off. But never knew watermelon was good as a flavoring. Derek may have picked up a customer buying the sport beans made by Jelly Belly. They're good and definitely got a boost from them. Okay. Quick thanks also to Nigel Running from the Reaper podcast. Nigel from England, UK, finished the London Marathon under 4.5 hours a few weeks ago. Nigel has over 100 episodes of running podcasts. I've been listening since about episode 95. We were several weeks without Nigel, and he is having issues, has had some issues since the marathon with his digestive system. Evidently, it's a problem he's dealt with in the past. Says he's better. We pray he'll continue to be better. Nigel, it's good to have you back on air. Good to have your podcast back on. I want to thank Nigel for listing this podcast, The 20-Minute Runner, at his listing of running podcasts. And if you want to know where to find some podcasts about running, triathlons, ultras, whatever, by people that are actually doing those things, similar to this one, go to runningpodcasts.org. I think last week I may have said .com. Runningpodcasts.org, maintained by Nigel. I don't know if anybody helps him running from the Reaper, but he got the 20-minute runner-up listed. And I just want to say thank you. This is about community. It's about helping one another. It's about encouragement. And I just want to thank him for that. And thank you again for listening. Okay, I promised you a little bit of history, and I'll be brief. I was born on a stormy, dark night, way down south, eastern part of North Carolina. My mother birthed me. I was born backwards, breached. When I come into this world, she was in labor for 18 hours, and I didn't want to get here, but I did. I think that sounds more like maybe Georgia or Alabama than eastern North Carolina. My name's Roland. I'm 45 years old. I was born in September 1963, a little place called Rose Hill, North Carolina. Rose Hill's in Duplin County, 40 miles or so northwest of Wilmington. I grew up going to the beach a lot. Eventually moved through school and all, you know, to live in South Carolina, Kentucky. Also went to school in New Jersey. But my parents divorced when I was two. I have older siblings, including two half-brothers that are not my half-brothers, they're my brothers, but you understand. And as I was growing up, my dad was a part of my life, but not in the way that he should have been. And I'm not going to bore you today with that story. I might bore you another day. Just let me say this. If you've been through a situation in your life where you have felt abandoned or like whoever should have been there for you was not there, your dad, your mom, whatever, I can identify with that. But I just want to tell you that if you're captive to that, that's your fault. You can overcome it. You can do what you want to do if you put your mind to it. As I got older, I became more determined to not follow in my dad's footsteps in some regards. He was a good man, had some major demons to deal with. We reconciled fully before he died 4 years ago this past January. I'll tell you that story later. Anyway, my point is this. You can overcome what you think is holding you back, or what is holding you back. You don't have to be a slave to that. You can overcome it. This microphone keeps slipping to the right. I don't know why. So if we're getting mic noise, that's why. Anyway, grew up with my mother and stepdad after living with an aunt with my sister for a few years. Around age 9, we lived with my mom, and morning, my stepdad, in Pender County, a little place called Penderly, down around Bargall. Actually graduated from Pender High School. Well, my oldest brother, Sammy, began running. This would have been when I was probably 12 years old, 13 maybe. He began running, and I don't think I went to a race with him before I started, but he showed up one day. He and I were close, and he said, "You know what, I'm started running." And I said, "Wow, what's that about?" So I started running too. And being young, and I've always been small, although I did balloon up to almost 60 pounds heavier than I am now. That's another story too. If you're trying to lose weight, don't give up. If I can do it, you can do it. You can do anything if you put your mind to it. But he said, you'll need some good shoes. So we went down to Wilmington, and he paid for my first pair of running shoes. I'll tell you how old I am, I already told you, but they were Nike LDVs. They were orange. Coolest thing I'd ever seen. And gave 40 bucks for them. Now remember, I'm 12 or 13. Only job I've got is working at tobacco during the summer. And so we get back home and tell my mother what we've done, show her my shoes. 40 bucks 32 years ago, 33 years ago, was a lot of money, for shoes especially. I remember my mother saying, he'll never keep going. You just wasted your money with that. Well, I did start running in earnest, and before I knew it, I was running 5, sometimes 6 days a week. Learned about stretching, did no strength training at all, and weighed a whopping, oh, I don't know, maybe 120 pounds, and I'm 5'4½". So I remember Sammy and I went down with my dad to a race at the air base at Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. I think it was a 10K. I remember Carl Hatfield, who is connected with the Hatfields of West Virginia, was running. It was out and back, and I remember Carl Hatfield passing me and those around me. We were going out. I don't know where we were, but he had already been to the halfway point and was coming back. And I remember coming back and finishing the race. I remember being so hot, but they had Perrier water in the back of trucks and Danone yogurt. I couldn't afford such things, and I'd never really had those. And I thought, man, this is the coolest thing in the world. And I went on Perrier stint for a few years. That was back before we knew a whole lot about Gatorade or electrolytes, things like that. But it was really, really cool. Good morning. Beautiful Dalmatian. Man has him on a leash in his yard. So I continued to run, and Sandy and I continued to race. We raced in Myrtle Beach, Goldsboro. I went to a running camp in Asheville during that time, Waynesville actually, and I kept running. And I think for me, running was a way of coping with some of the loss in my family. A dad that I stood there and waited many, many Sundays, 10 or 11 years old, for him to come and pick me up. And I'd look out the glass door, screen door actually, and he would never show up. And so I soon began working. Worked at my uncle's grocery store and continued to run all through my teen years. I can remember a lot of times I would go in on Saturday, 7 o'clock. I worked in the meat market, get everything going, work until we closed at 9, wash down the meat case, and the sign on the bank in Bergall, sometimes it'd be 9:45 on a Saturday night, and I would go running, and that sign would show it, you know, in the winter, 20 degrees, 18 degrees, but I loved it, because running helped me forget, running helped me cope with the pain, that, and I've had a very strong faith from a child until now, and those two things have kept me going. So all through my teen years, I ran and I raced and grew to love this sport. I was actually good enough then to pick up some age group places, won my age group. And in my life, I went through several years where I didn't run. So I have the pre several years not running, and the post several years not running. And so my PRs now have to do with post several years not running. So when I tell you what my times were, that type of thing, you know, I'm talking pre or post. From here on out, I'll only be discussing, since I've been running, the post non-running years. But before I stopped running in my late teens, my 5K PR was 18:29. I ran a 36:15 10K and a 62:16 10 miler. The longest distance I had run at that point and that I've ever run is 18 miles. Sammy and I felt really good one day and we just continued. Well, now my 5K PR is 22:56, I think, and my first 10K will be in 4 more weeks, I believe. I've never done a half, just coming up in the fall. Kept running as I began to work more in my late teen years. Went off to school. Running fell by the wayside. Picked it up off and on since then. And then about a year ago, picked it up again. And while I'm not running quite as much, I am more consistent now than I was in my teens. And Lord willing, I'll keep doing this. So I want to encourage you today, no matter your age, no matter your ability, no matter what obstacles you face, no matter what relational situations you're dealing with, if you feel abandoned by someone, if someone has abandoned you, if you're struggling with physical problems, the fact that you get up and get out and run or walk or whatever it is you're doing, that shows you're going to make it. I've got a saying that I have on my taped on my desk and also on the blog. Hard things take time to do. Impossible things take a little longer. I've accomplished some, to me, what seemed impossible things in my life. And I bet you have too. I want to remind you, there's no limit what you can do if you take your time, set a plan, chip away at it little by little. Rome was not built in a day. And your dreams, your aspirations, your goals, they can be accomplished if you will simply stay the course, put your mind to it. Okay. Sometime later, I'll tell you a little more about me. But I want to hear about you. Again, send me an email about your half marathon ideas, experiences, want to hear from you on that. And one other thing I'll mention as I close, I'm wearing a white hat that received as a volunteer for the North Carolina Marathon, and I found that in sunshine, which as my long runs this time of year, obviously sun is up good right now, the hat helps. It's white, it's light, it's vented, and I love it. But I went to the website for the hat manufacturer, and they only sell them by the hundreds to race groups. If you have any ideas about headgear for summer, send me that. And I will read some of your emails, share some of the emails on the podcast. So if you would include city and state where you're from, I would appreciate it. And it's a good chance we'll share your thoughts, suggestions on a future episode. Okay, I'm going to wrap this up. I've got 8.5 minutes to go. So at this point we've covered 11.5 miles. It's been great to have you with me this week. I'm going to finish this up, walk Odie. Odie, by the way, is 7 years old today. And he'll be looking forward to getting out, because I'm a little later this morning than usual. He'll be ready to go. Hope you have a great week. Hope things go your way. Remember to put your mind to whatever you want to do, whatever you're passionate about. Stick with it. You're going to make it. And if I can encourage you, inspire you, help uplift you in your training, that's what I want to do. Thanks for sharing some of the road with me today. We'll get another episode out in about a week. Probably around the 8th of June. So be looking for that, episode 5. But have a great day, everybody. And we will talk soon. Bye-bye. Some of the music in this episode is from the Podshow Podsafe Music Network. Check it out at music.podshow.com. That does it for this episode of the 20 Minute Runner. Check out my blog at the20minuterunner.blogspot.com. You can find information about items mentioned in this podcast in the show notes at the blog. While you're there, subscribe to the podcast with iTunes or your favorite podcatcher or feed reader. Leave a comment on this week's post or drop me an email. I appreciate you listening and want to hear from you. Let me know your thoughts about the program. All of the music used in the 20 Minute Runner podcast is protected under a Creative Commons license. The opening and closing music is by Roger Subirana and is the title track from his album Point of No Return. Check out Roger's music and more at jamendo.com. It's been great sharing with you this week, and I look forward to running with you next time. I trust that your training is going well. Thanks for sharing some of the road with me. My name is Roland, and I am the 20 Minute Runner.